The dark of winter wraps around us tight. The lamps are fired and flickering light beats time to the fiddler's notes float softly down, like the year's first snow. While outside the window a blast of late December wind whistles harmony to the drone of the pipes, we push the old year back against the wall so we can dance a jig for Christmas and welcome in the new. Good evening, folks, and welcome to the Yellow Brick Road on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm your host for the next hour on air. I do hope you're all warm and cozy and snug on this dreadfully chilly day. And allow me to warm you all up with some of the best tunes, old and new. Yellow Brick Road is CFRC's British and Irish music show. And also, as we inch closer and closer to the end of the year, the last weekend before Christmas, I've decided to do a Christmas special on the show tonight, which is why we began the evening with the inimitable Shane McGowan, Ireland's favourite son. Ireland's favourite son, with his solo project Shane McGowan and the Popes. Not quite the Pogues. The song was Christmas Lullaby. Apparently one of his favourite Christmas songs he's ever done. Even more so than Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, which he has said that he was glad that people know and love, but he wished people knew about the other ones he'd done, and so I figured we should play it on radio tonight. Then for this year's intro, and I always do one on Christmas, I read out a poem that I thought was quite fitting by the poet Johnny Cunningham called Reflections on a Scottish Christmas. The music that you can hear playing behind me is the one and only Specials, the two-tone band from the 80s. This song's called Holiday Fortnight. And there will be more festive stuff to come. I've got a lot planned for you on the show tonight, but I'm going to space this all out a little bit for us. Let's have a couple of new tunes that have come out recently, possibly the last releases of this year, since after all, this show is about new music and rising artists. Bristol-based punk, post-punk band Idols released their album Tank earlier this year. If you might recall, that came out way back in February. And they were also invited to play Glastonbury Festival this summer. They played it before, but they were returning this year as headliners on the other stage. That was happening for the first time. And so, of course, you know, with the headline set, you have to make your set extra special. To do that, they brought out the rapper Danny Brown for a new version of the hypnotic track Pop Pop Pop. It was a great move. People really loved the new version. It had so much energy, worked great live, and people did ask them for it quite a few times because, you know, the only place you could listen to it was in your mind if you were at that show or through people's hand camera recordings in the middle of the mosh pit, neither of which is ideal, really. And so the two have finally got together, officially on record, and Idols have put out their Danny Brown version of Pop Pop Pop, and we'll listen to it right now. You can find them at idolsband.bandcamp.com. And then we've got the Brazil-born, London-based singer Nono, who's released her second EP. It's called Plus 55, and it's four straight Latin dance floor bangers in the Portuguese language, and I think that's a great way to get your Sunday moving. So we'll hear her song Alô coming up for you. Let's start off with Idols, Pop Pop Pop, here on CFRC.
Never cross a line if you only snort it. If you can't work it, then what's your purpose? On that surface, looks like a circus. All these clowns around pull the curtain. She looks like she want me for certain. All that lurking won't get a burden. Searching for something you cannot hide. Looked in the wrong place, but should search inside. Relied on things that just let me down. But now I see what it's really about. Wrong stress of me and left lots of doubt. When our lives are right, the voices got loud. Pride myself on things I can't help. Took wrong turns, don't know right for left. But found my way to the home that I strayed. I say everything okay.
Freud on Freud, dopamine. Acontece. Stop blowing my phone, I don't wanna know. Baby, don't wanna know. Don't wanna go home, I just wanna go woo. Wanna go woo, woo. Não inventa que a festa já acabou.
Nem inventa.
A festa nem começou. Não volto pra casa, hoje eu quero mais woo. Hoje eu quero mais woo. Alô, onde tu tá? Onde tu tá? Diga-me, alô. Onde tu tá? Onde tu ah, ah. Alô, na frente do bar, não dá pra falar. Baby, eu não tô. Do baby, não. Alô. Alô, vai. Onde não sei, lost my friends and my low way. Lost my keys e RG, got no plans, vai esquece. Onde não sei, lost my friends and my low way. Lost my keys e RG, got no plans, acontece. Stop blowing my phone, I don't wanna know. Baby, don't wanna know. Don't wanna go home, I just wanna go woo. Wanna go woo, woo. Não inventa que a festa já acabou. A festa nem começou. Não volto pra casa, hoje eu quero mais woo. Hoje eu quero mais woo. Alô, onde tu tá? Onde tu tá? Diga-me, alô. Onde tu tá? Onde tu ah, ah. Alô, na frente do bar, não dá pra falar. Baby, eu não tô. Do baby, não. Alô, alô, vai.
Eu tô bem, se já tá tendo. Eu tô bem, se já tá tendo. Eu tô bem, se já tá tendo. Eu tô bem, se já tá tendo.
Alô, onde tu tá? Onde tu tá? Diga-me, alô. Onde tu tá? Onde tu ah, ah. Alô, na frente do bar, não dá pra falar. Baby, eu não tô. Do baby, não. Alô, alô, vai. Alô, 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 na frente do bar, não dá pra falar. Baby, eu não tô. Do baby, não. Alô.
That was Nono with her song Alo and Idols with a new version of Pop Pop Pop, a name that really tests your ability to do radio well. Do you know the very thing that prevents ugly sounds while speaking into a mic is called a pop shield? It keeps your syllables from popping basically, and CFRC, our station, has them on all our live mics for sure. And thank goodness, because it means your listening experience is the better for it. Isn't CFRC nice? I think they're lovely. Other reasons to think they're lovely are that we are the only truly local station in Kingston that focuses on local programming. You will see the next Tragically Hip coming out of CFRC. In fact, the Hip themselves did their first ever interview right here. The next Glorious Sons will come out of Kingston. You know the drill, we're on top of all of it. Whether it's in-depth interviews, analysis, albums from virtually any genre, to our morning shows and live sessions, CFRC does it all. But of course, music isn't the only important work we do. From local news journalism to in-depth sports coverage, CFRC really is the cultural heart of Kingston. And we're nothing without you, our community. Not only are we run by a team of volunteers, including myself, from within the Kingston communities, we're also supported by donors from within the community. And that's really important to us being an independent, you know, not an ad-funded, sponsor-bending station. It really helps us broadcast independently and without any agendas and to remain a community-minded station. So, if you're feeling that holiday spirit this December, why not give to your local campus and community station? We're in the middle of our annual funding drive and we're trying to raise $25,000 this year. Head to cfrc.ca to make a donation. Enter yourself into an exciting prize giveaway that's happening right now, or get a tax receipt for your donations, whatever you prefer. And from that, I'm going to jump off into some more cool stuff that hopefully you're going to enjoy listening to. I'm going into the archives for our next set, Top of the Pops. Top of the Pops used to be the BBC's flagship new music programme. It reflected the week's most popular releases and performances by artists who were charting in the UK during any week. Changing circumstances, you know, the way people listen to music, people's interest in musical television, kind of led to falling viewership over the years. And finally, in 2006, the weekly programme that had been going since the 1960s. Yes, the Beatles did in fact play on the Top of the Pops, although their recordings are considered lost as the BBC didn't have the storage or money to archive them way back then, and they simply wrote over the tapes because the tapes were really expensive to maintain too. But after 5 decades of the programme being on air, it went off air in 2006. But they kept the Christmas Top of the Pops, and that's become an annual tradition of sorts. So every year, the hosts of the programme on the BBC will get together to recap the year in music, play and have some live performances. Well, live, I say, I'll explain this in a second. Live performances by the Christmas chart toppers, who this year will be announced on the 27th, since it's always on the Friday of Christmas week. The current top of the charts are, once again, Wham, who were the last Christmas number one as well with Last Christmas, although there is a new rising entry this year by singer Tom Grennan, who has a new song called It Can't Be Christmas. That's at number 4 in the charts this week, and it could well be this year's Christmas number one at the end of the week on Friday. Now, a notable part of Top of the Pops was also, like I was alluding to earlier, that they would rarely ever allow truly live performances like a lot of television would, you know, just, I guess, so that nothing goes wrong during the live broadcast or whatever. And they would ask artists to mime, which, you know, artists, musicians, they are at spirit artists. It often led them to rebelling in hilarious ways. And over the years, we've covered quite a few of them. Check out last year's and last to last year's. It's not available in the radio archives anymore, of course, because our archives go back 3 months, but you can still find it as a podcast on the internet, which might interest you because it has links to places where you can listen to or watch performances on YouTube, which is better for something like Top of the Pops because obviously the mime stuff sounds quite a lot like the studio version. So I've carefully picked out recordings that actually sound a bit different, but I'm going to link to others in the podcast playlist, and it's generally a good idea to check it out because I also give you links to where you can independently support artists, which, hey, you know, it's hard being a musician. Go ahead, make their Christmas if you can. I'm taking us back to 2003 for this one, when the rising dramatic rock band The Darkness were having an incredible year with their 2003 debut album Permission to Land. In the wake of all their success, they were asked what they wanted to do next by their record label. And almost offhandedly, the band said they wanted to do a Christmas single. To their surprise, the label agreed, and we got...
Exclusively for the viewers of the all-new Top of the Pop show, this is the Christmas single, Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End.
And you get to hear it now on CFRC.
This is completely over the top, very catchy, and I do love it, really do. It's a worldwide exclusive for the first time on television. This is the Christmas single from The Darkness!
Of a mold war with you on the 25th day.
Christmas time, Don't Let the Bells End, performed live with a choir on December Top of the Pops back in 2003 by The Darkness. They are at theactualdarkness.bandcamp.com if you want to find their work. We have been playing Christmas Top of the Pops stuff for the last couple of years, to the point where it's almost becoming a bit of a Christmas tradition for the Yellow Brick Road, so isn't that nice? One tradition that we have been doing around this time of the year on this show as well has been this little thing that started a couple of years ago that I've just liked, and so I've kept it going. But this time of the year, you know, a lot of people do view it as a definitive end, symbolic beginnings with the 1st of January and everything on its way. And so what I always like to do around this time, especially as we are a music show, is to just throw it open to you, the listeners, and just ask you, what songs to you signify new beginnings? And this could be anything. Maybe it's a song that you personally associate with a time in your life where you were going through change or making some new starts in life. Or it could just be music that sounds particularly hopeful and like a fresh start. It could be songs that are, you know, fresh starts for the artists themselves, a change in sound, a change in their life, something of that sort. Anything that you feel fits the definition of music for new beginnings in your eyes, I would love to hear what you think about it, what songs your mind goes to. And so you can email me. The show's email address is, as always, yellowbrickroad@gmail.com. Just, you know, maybe email me text, email me voice notes, whatever you would like to do. You can also find the show on Instagram at yellowbrickroad, Twitter, if anyone still checks that, YellowbrickCFRC. But anyway, I'd love to hear from you, and we'll kind of do this over the next couple of weeks. So what always happens is we have a show that's almost curated by you, the listeners, and I just feel like it's a big community moment, which as community radio, we absolutely love. So keep that stuff coming in. And now for something more recent, you can hear a bit of background music underneath, playing beneath me, some wonderful piano work. Keris Havana is the artist. The song's called A Feeling for Snow. She's a Welsh artist from Machynlleth, and you spell her name C-E-R-Y-S, Keris, HAFANA.bandcamp.com, so do go check her out. In other news though, the band Feet have been having a really good year. They've had a great year. Their second album, Make It Up, came out in June, and they've really been catching eyeballs as a live act. But way back in 2019, they'd released a track called Vegetarian Christmas, which is witty, observant, and just so earnest for a post-punk band that it's a really good listen this time of year. If you're doing this earnestly, you can check them out at feetbandcoventry.bandcamp.com. Then we've got some non-Christmas related music from the London band Friedberg, who just put out their debut album this November. It's called Hardcore Workout Queen. And to be fair, it's got bangers that you could absolutely work out to. They'd also be really good on dance floor, so get ready to move to this one. We're listening to the title track, Hardcore Workout Queen, and you can find them at Friedberg, F-R-I-E-D-B-E-R-G, standard spelling, .bandcamp.com. And lastly for this set, the Manchester-based art pop musician Dilettante has announced her debut album, Life of the Party, that's coming out on the 25th of January next year. Well, in a month's time. Made in the confines of a converted fright container, which is an incredible way to record an album. She says the album is an outpouring of frustrations towards societal pressures and the acceptance of realizing that she sees the world differently to others. She's talked about the themes that the album covers. There's a lot of stuff. Some of it I'm really starting to see pop up in pop music of late. Turning 30, something we discussed on the wrap-up show with Madison last week, and feeling the pressure to start a family. Francesca Pigeon, who is the artist behind Dilettante, also talks on the album about feeling constrained within monogamous relationships, as well as the more weighty matters of speaking out about sexual harassment and dealing with the associated repercussions. We're going to listen to a single that has come out already. It's called Honey, and you can find her work at dilettantesongs.bandcamp.com. This is Feet with Vegetarian Christmas here on CFRC. Last,
pavements like glass, walking the paper run. The queue for the birches lining the street is a long one. Into generations all sitting down for tea. Extended family sent to the garden shed to get those extra seats. Already anticipating what the grandparents think a vegetarian eats. What's on your plate this Christmas? Wholesome at heart, playing your part. Vegetarian, nothing's a tradition until it starts. Your choice to make the right one. Vegetarian, vegetarian Christmas. That's what I want for me. Vegetarian Christmas. Alternatives to me.
My feet don't eat meat. Sprouts and gravy, a Linda McCartney too. Food so tasty, don't forget to chew.
Christmas, everybody.
Anywhere I can let my get up and get all my gear on. Maybe I'll be a five-star champion. I said, sure, but never sure, so. He was five from when I told her. He made breakfast good and hot and well.
Road folks, we just heard Dilettante with her song Honey. We also heard Friedberg with Hardcore Workout Queen and Feet with Vegetarian Christmas. Now, Nadolig Llawen Pawb, Merry Christmas in Welsh. There's a ton of interesting traditions around Christmas time around different parts of the UK and different parts of Ireland. In fact, one that I quite like is that of Nollag na Mban in Ireland, meaning Little Christmas. And it's basically a day to acknowledge the hard work that women, mums, sisters, other female relatives do around the house during the festive period. It is a lot, from wrapping and buying presents to cooking and cleaning and often keeping it together when things invariably fall apart. Traditionally, Nollag na Mban is celebrated on the 12th and final day of Christmas, that's the 6th of January. Personally, I say they should just give mums the whole month off and just let them rest. But in lieu of that, acknowledge the work they put in, give them a little hug, and share the burden with them this week if you can, won't you? Over in Wales, the poet Dylan Thomas wrote for the BBC's radio programmes back in the late 1930s and 40s, and he was asked to record some work for them as well over the time. Overall, the BBC were a little wary of putting this mercurial man on air for too long, so not much came of it. But over in America, they were trying to sell poetry on vinyl. They were trying it out anyway to see if it was a good idea, and Dylan Thomas had quite a few poems that people would want to hear. So he recorded a few of them in 1952, and as the B-sides to this vinyl, he was asked what else he could say to fill up the time. He decided he wanted to do prose. "About what?" the producer asked. He replied, "A child's Christmas in his homeland of Wales." And so came about a 19-minute-long prose of the first person reminiscing on various facets of Christmas as a child in Wales for Dylan Thomas. It's gone on to become one of his best-loved works, and it has inspired many other artists to do the same, one of whom is in fact another Welsh icon, John Cale, guitarist in the Velvet Underground, who is in fact from South Wales, though I think he does still live in New York. Cale did his own version on his acclaimed pop album, Paris 1919, the very first track on the album, in fact, and I'm going to play us a bit of that instead. John Cale is very active, still up to a lot of music, and you can find his work at john-cale.com. We're also going to play some music from the London-based indie band Mary in the Junkyard. They've released a new brooding acoustic single called Bear Walk, and the trio explain, "Bear Walk is the story of someone trying to make their lovers stay with them in their feral lifestyle. It's about the push and pull between wildness and conventionality, and was born from us playing some acoustic gigs over the summer," which is a wild conclusion to come to from playing acoustic shows. You can find the band at maryinthejunkyard.bandcamp.com. Moving on to a few more festive performances, let's head back to Wales for a moment. Last week on S4C, which is the Welsh Language Channel 4, on the Heno programme, or the Tonight programme, the multi-genre, multi-talented musician Cadwyn Ellis sat down with an acoustic guitar to perform an acoustic version of the song Cerdyn Nadolig, meaning Christmas cards. And we're going to be listening to that, just a short and sweet song. Find all of Cadwyn Ellis's work at carwynellis.bandcamp.com. And then another almost tradition of the end of the year in the UK is musician Jules Holland's annual Hootenanny show, and the folk punk Irish band Merry Wallopers were on it last New Year's Eve, and we're going to listen to their song The Holy Ground performed on there. They can be found at merrywallopers.bandcamp.com. So we'll listen to all of that. Let's start off with John Cale's version of A Child's Christmas in Wales.
When this Bushing, Lent comedy to shame.
shoes back then. He picked up the slack, and spirit guides were pulling him from limb. I said a prayer for you, so you wanted to stay.
Cyfrir dyddiau tan y byddai yn dyfreichiau di. Rwy'n methu aros nes bod adre a gweld gwynebau pawb i gyd. Mae mor rwgen i fy mod mor bell wrth o ti o hyd. Ydy'r gwyliau wedi dechrau, ydy'r goeden dolig lan. Di ar fy meddwl i bob amser, wir rwy'n edrych mlaen. Sŵn y papur lapion torri, ogledd cynion llen wir ti. Rwy'n cyfri'r dyddiau tan y byddai yn dyfreichiau di. Yn y cyfamser cymer ofal, cofia fi at unw gyd. Rwy'n cyfri'r dyddiau tan y byddai yn dyfreichiau di. Rwy'n cyfri'r dyddiau tan y byddai yn dyfreichiau di.
The Merry Wallopers!
lovely diner, a thousand times a Jew. The good old ship is a leaving cove, and I am leaving too. And the secret of my mind, you're the one that I adore. But still I live in hope to see the Holy Grand once more. The storm it is over, and we are safe in cove. We will drink one health to the holy ground and the one we all adore, and we'll drink strong ale and port.
Welcome back to the Old Bridge Road, folks. An hour has flown by so quickly, it feels like we'd just begun the show. But we're slowly crawling towards the end of the show, so I'm just going to let us know that while I was last here talking, I was talking over the wonderful Ezra Collective, who put out a quite jazzy festive song last year called God Rest Ye, Merry Gentlemen. Very jazzy single. I'm going to leave us with a couple of really quick things. One is a song by Saint Etienne, the wonderful electronic sort of indie artist. They put out an album in 2010 called A Glimpse of Stocking, very much Christmas themed and everything. And it has a song on it called No Cure for Common Christmas, which I really like, so I want to play that for us. And just to kind of take us out today, I'm going to leave us with one last poem by the poet Anne Bronte called Music on Christmas Morning, which you can maybe bear in mind as you go into the Christmas kind of holiday period. But I'm going to leave you with that one last thing. I'm so glad that you guys joined me today to listen to this show. Hope I helped you sort of get into the mood, but also keep it as indie as is possible. I will see you all next week in between all of it before our New Year's Day show. In the meanwhile, please, please, please send me in your suggestions for songs that signify new beginnings to you. I would absolutely love to hear them. And of course, I will see you all next week. In the meanwhile, have a wonderful holiday season. Music on Christmas Morning by Anne Bronte. Music I love but never strain could kindle raptures so divine, so grief assuage, so conquer pain, and rouse this pensive heart of mine, as that we hear on Christmas morn upon the wintry breezes borne. Though darkness still her empire keep, and hours must pass ere morning break, from troubled dreams or slumbers deep, that music kindly bids us wake. It calls us with an angel's voice to wake in worship and rejoice.
At Christmas time, he told her, made up his mind and told her, baby, I love you, the rest is up to you.